A 360-degree view on sports.
And of course, earlier I mentioned that we will be speaking to Ubongani Twala, who is the deputy chair of East Rand Excellent Soccer Academy, NPO. And our very own Liam spoke to them last year about their annual AIDS Day tournament. And today the academy received gifts from an organization in Ireland. So on the line, I am joined by Ubongani. Ubongani, welcome to Vision View Sports Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time and chatting to us right here on Vision View Sports Radio. So good news from your guys' side is that you recently just received gifts from an organization in Ireland. How did that come about?
Good news indeed. We did receive a number of gifts from an academy from Ireland, and that was due to an interview that was once held with yourselves. I think Zukile Mbojana was the one that was being interviewed at the time, and he spoke basically about who we were and what it is that we needed as an organization. Mm-hmm. And luckily for us, there were a couple of people listening in, and they were able to approach us, and that's how this whole thing came about.
Sure. Now, you did mention that you have been on Vision View Sports Radio. I mean, one of our presenters actually spoke to you guys, but we always have new listeners listening. So if they don't know what your academy is about, if you can just give us more information about what you guys do and what you guys are all about.
All right. East Rand Excellent Soccer Academy, for short, we are known as ERESA. Mm-hmm. We are based in Davyton, in the East Rand. Basically, we are a soccer academy that looks to not only develop talent in terms of football, but also in terms of the education side of things. So, for example, we have four divisions, my apologies. Mm-hmm. We have the under 13, under 15, under 17, and under 19 boys. We've now recently also acquired a girls team, so we have one girls team as well. So we also host tournaments, awareness tournaments. So mm-hmm. we have three currently. We host one in June, the Youth Day Awareness Tournament, one in September, which is our gender-based violence tournament. Mm-hmm. We do an awareness around that. And we also have a World AIDS Day tournament, which is usually during about the first week of December. So yeah, we're like a hub. We're trying to ensure that our kids are off the streets. They are focused on something positive, playing football, but at the same time also ensuring that the education is not left behind.
Definitely. Now, receiving these gifts from an organization in Ireland must have boosted your academy immensely, you know. What does this mean for the boys who are part of your academy, and what can we look forward to this year? What do you guys have in the pipeline as well?
All right. I think it goes to common sense that when you look good, you feel good. So our boys, we've always had a situation whereby they don't look like anyone else. They've got mismatching outfits, this and that. But now we are able to dress them up all in the same.
Yeah,
that speaks to their dignity. That speaks
They'll
to
be unified,
their
yeah.
pride. That speaks to even their performance on the field. So all of these things have also assisted in ensuring that we dignify what we are doing. And these boys also have that sense of pride when they enter the field of play. But going forward, we are playing in the Gauteng Development League, the GDL, and it's the highest development platform that we are able to go into at this present moment, because it's the highest development league in Gauteng. You play against the best of the best. Our under 19 boys last year were in the Engine Cup, and they went all the way up to the last 16, playing against the likes of KZ Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, Highlands Park. So we pride ourselves in all of that. And going forward, we want to ensure that we're able to firstly honor all our commitments in terms of the GDL, which would also go to this transport fees that we still need to outsource, as much as we have what we have currently. But we still need more sponsorship and we still need more help in ensuring that we get to a level that we need to get to.
You mentioned that you still need more help, sponsorship, anything that people can actually donate or contribute towards the academy. How can they do that? How can they get a hold of you?
All right. We currently have a website.
Okay.
Our website is www.eresaacademy.com. Sorry.
Okay.
So that's eresaacademy.com. On our website, all our information and our donation platforms are all on the website.
And so, Eresa spelled E-R-E-S-A Academy,
E-S-A,
right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So Eresa and then the word Academy. So there is a double A there.
Oh, awesome, Bongani.
People call Eresa Academy. But it's Eresa
Academy. Academy. Yes, got it,
yeah.
Got it. Thank you so much, Bongani, for taking the time and chatting to us about the Academy. And thank you to the organization in Ireland, for contributing immensely to the Academy with the equipment that they've given you guys. We do trust and hope that they will come in handy. And that, as you've mentioned, that, the boys, when they look good, they will feel good and will now be unified, it's good to know that it's a start, but if those who want to still lend a helping hand and donate, it's very simple. www.eresaacademy.com. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Thank you so much, Bongane. We'll hope to catch up with you very, very soon. Please do enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much. You enjoy yourselves as well. Thank you.
Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.